Welcome once again. Hi, I'm Jeffro, and that is spelled J-E-F-F-R-O. My friends call me Jeff, and so can you. By profession, I'm an IT advisory manager, and at the same time, I'm also a trainer and coach in the areas of communications, personal leadership, and self-discovery. I'm a certified professional Scrum Master and also an NLP practitioner. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So over the years, I've noticed that most young professionals tend to get stuck at workplace, not having a sense of where they are at the moment and where they're heading to. And some of them are having clear issues that they and their audience, could be family, friends, colleagues, or even clients, they don't seem to get each other. And this is where I come in to solve that gap by teaching how to gain clarity in what we do and how to get a message across in a simple and effective manner. This podcast is designed exactly for that reason, to share the concepts and applications that I have applied, trimmed to a bite size. Now, if you know someone who's having similar issues, your friends, families, colleagues, or anyone else, please share this podcast with them so that they can benefit too from listening to this. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please recommend to your friends and family if you think that this podcast can benefit them too. Stay tuned and stay awesome. Hey people, it's me Jeffro, and I want to share with you very quickly on how to master fear in just 3 simple steps. Really, it's just 3 simple steps, people. And if you don't already know, I used to be someone who is afraid of speaking on stage and speaking with a lot of people because of all the eyes looking at me, right? And I've learned that in 3 simple steps that you do, it will help you overcome that fear and in time master your fear. So what is these 3 steps that I'm talking about? The first one is to acknowledge your fear, right? It's not just knowing what you're afraid of, but knowing what causes that fear. So you acknowledge what really triggers that fear itself. For myself, although I'm afraid of speaking in stage and in front of so many people, but the real fear behind that was actually the fear of being judged, the fear of whether I'm good enough for these people or whether I matter at all, right? So once I know that, I can do something about it, because if I don't acknowledge it, then really nothing else matters, right? So that moves on to number 2, which is embracing your fear by itself. Right, now that you know what you're really fearful of, please tell yourself that it is okay, that it is normal to have fears, because we are all humans. We are in one way or the other fearful of something. Everyone is made differently and everyone grows up differently as well. Right, so know that it is okay and know that you can overcome it. That is very important. That leads me to point number 3, which is taking that first step to overcoming your fear. It's all good and stuff when you know that it's okay and you know you can do something about it. Next thing is you gotta do something about it, right? I mean, if you don't change anything, then how is change ever gonna happen, right? You can't pray about the fear of people going away. You gotta overcome it. Now, in my case, when I did this, the first thing is to talk with more people, is to figure out what I can improve on to be better as well. Now, if you have a coach or mentor, that would be absolutely fantastic for you, because someone else can help point out the things that will help you become better in a shorter period of time. Now, if you don't have that, it's okay. You can experiment and then do a lot of trial and errors to see what works. In my case, that's what I did. I was a little bit foolish. I didn't want to engage anyone else, so I had to practice it on my own. So I went out and did a couple of surveys, get some feedback, and then apply the next time, and I realized I got better over time. I actually didn't realize that I reduced the fear and eventually got over it. And likewise, if you don't know that I'm actually fearful of camera, look back a couple of months and you will see that I was terrible with camera. In fact, the first few times that I was with this camera, oh man, it felt so bad. It felt so bad. I was so critical of myself, and I was wondering what would people think of if it's poor lighting angles and stuff. And I had no clue about that. So I learned about it. I gathered some feedbacks and inputs from others who observed what I did. And man, I improved over time. But I'm definitely better than when I started back then, right? So how do we overcome fear again? How do we be master of our fear? 3 simple steps. The first one, acknowledging what really causes that fear. Second thing is to embrace that fear. Everything, it's normal and it's okay. No problem with that. And you know that you can overcome it once you've identified it. And the third thing is to take that first step to overcoming it. Now, if you do these 3 steps, I can almost be certain that you will eventually be the master of your own fear, just like I did. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm still bothered about what people say, but it's not really stopping me anyways. I am the master of the things that I'm doing right now. All right, so with that, I want to wish you a happy Monday ahead, and may you be a champion in whatever you do. Master your fear and be a champion. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.